Overview. Saving Capitalism, for the Many, Not the Few, by Robert B. Reich, examines the intersection of economics and politics in order to make sense of income inequality and wealth disparity in the 21st century United States of America. The free market has been used to mask the reality of how big money, such as Wall Street, large corporations, and wealthy individuals manipulate the market to their benefit, distributing wealth upwards at the expense of U.S. working and middle classes. The real choice is not between a mythical free market and a demonized big government, but between a market designed to enhance the wealth of a minority at the top and a market designed to benefit the majority of U.S. citizens. The current economic and political system is creating a growing divide in U.S. society between moneyed interests who fix the rules and everyone else who suffers the consequences. This state of affairs is not only economically unsustainable, but also politically dangerous, a threat to the functioning of U.S. democracy. The only way to alter the status quo is for the majority to become informed, organized, and motivated to act. The majority must regain influence over the rules of the market in order to counteract the power of moneyed interests and reestablish an economy of widespread prosperity. It is not a matter of having more or less government, but of deciding who the government is really for and organizing the market accordingly.